Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
We want to welcome everybody once again to the Transformation Cafe, wherever you're dialing in. We just really want to appreciate that. And if you'd like to listen to us online, you can go ahead and be calling in. Our number is 646-727-3206. We will have the chat room open, and we're going to be talking a little bit about, we're kind of going to bounce off from last week. We talked about Earth Day, and here we have the situation going over in Nepal with the earthquake and things like that. Really wanted to be present moment with that. And just get our diners to scoot up to the table and see how things are going. So, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Mr. Jamie, he's doing pretty good. Calling from Seattle, Washington.
And how is it in Seattle tonight?
It's a bit overcast and rainy, as usual.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Right. We're all appreciating the rain nowadays. That's always going to be wonderful. That's good. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
Hello, how are you? Such a beautiful night.
Oh, great. It's a beautiful night. And she's calling from San Diego. So we're kind of hugging the west coast of America tonight in California. And I'm Robin, your regular host here at the Transformation Cafe. And just wanted to remind everybody, if you want to become a subscriber, we've got that option available to you. Also, after we get all said and done, we also have a place where you can go ahead and leave your comments and questions and things like that, and always really enjoy and appreciate that you guys go ahead and put that on there. So, we wanted to go ahead and talk tonight about, I thought Gloria and I were talking a little bit before the show, and just really want to put our love and prayers out to everybody in Nepal with that situation with the earthquake. And what we were really talking about was, Gloria was actually talking about angel appreciation and really coming from a spiritual perspective and looking at being able to be moving into, like, we're talking about prayer, we're talking about meditation, we're talking about ways of just really putting ourselves in a place of really asking for the blessings to come forward and have them be something that's very positive instead of drawing on the negative with the media and this, all the different things that have been happening out there that would be steering how the help and things like that could be happening with that. So, Corey, you want to talk a little bit about the way you're sharing with us, some of these wonderful things that you've had happening working with angel appreciation?
Well, it's been an interesting week. I had some prayers that I needed to have answered, and I wanted to have action taken on. And I had a friend who shared with me that I needed to include Archangel Gabriel in my prayers, and it was amazing because, you know, I took a few minutes and I went back and I reacquainted myself with who Archangel Gabriel is and the role that this angel plays in the hierarchy and just the purpose in general. And then I went into sincere prayer and a conversation that was, you know, while it was I call it a conversation, it was rather one-sided. I wasn't waiting for an answer. But I had amazing results within less than 24 hours, and I started getting emails and phone calls, and it's just continuing. I mean, this was last Monday, and I am just amazed at the response and the difference. You know, in less than 24 hours, I mean, things were coming to fruition that I needed to have happen. And so it's just really interesting because, you know, we think about angels, and whether we have a personal rapport or not with one or more, one of the things that I realized was so very powerful was that when my friend suggested that I talk to Archangel Gabriel and ask of Archangel Gabriel, and the comment that she made was, he's listening. And it was amazing when I noticed that the shift that happened in me, because when you really believe that someone is listening, it makes it so much easier to be able to speak your truth and to have that one-on-one rapport and connection that really helps to deepen your connection and your bond. And, you know, when you have something that happens from a very positive space, you know, what can you, on this earth, you know, when we have somebody who does something for us, we either return the favor, we may pay them, we may give them a gift, we may, you know, give them a hug. I mean, and what do you give an angel? And I got to thinking about this, and I decided that, you know, every day I make a point to stay in appreciation and connection. And I have, for part of my practice, I identified the feeling of love and, you know, coming from the heart space. And I have, over a period of time, been able to create a process where I amplify that, and it wells up. It's not a meditation. It's more about an energetic generation that emanates from the heart chakra space. And, you know, you just extend it above and beyond you. And I send it out I've been sending it out to Archangel Gabriel and to Source Creator and to Christ. And, you know, it occurred to me that we all could use a better rapport with the angel hierarchy. And, you know, when we send love and energy out to these angels and to the beings that are in different dimensional existences, it's almost as if fire to a flame, wind to a fire, it helps to fuel the energy. And so sending love to the angels, I believe, is something that it's time that we need to start focusing to help strengthen that realm. And so I've decided that I'm going to start a meetup group, and it's going to be angel appreciation. And so, you know, like once a month, get together and discuss a particular angel. I was joking that it's angel du jour. and you just, you know, talk about this angel and be able to see some of the readings and the writings, and then look at the history and perhaps even do some connecting time, you know, during the meetup, but then have it open so that people can bring in their own angels and they can talk about the angels that they have a connection with. And then we can, you know, when you do Reiki on an individual, you have a certain amount of energy that comes through you. And yet at one point, one of my instructors had us do a circle where we all shared the energy, and then we amplified it to the one individual in the center. And the amount of energy that gets placed when you have more than one, you know, all who gather, you know, more than one gather and in my name. And so I think that it would be very important to have a group of people who diligently focus and send love to the angels.
Yeah, you were talking about, you know, to me that's really talking about divine intervention and really just lifting it to just being more spacious, more open, surrendering. So I think surrendering is such an important part of, you know, coming to being looking at what's happening on the planet right now. And it's like while you were talking about that, I was just really sensing to say, you know, ask and you shall receive. So it's a matter, like you said, I'm opening that love and sending it out, and then having, you know, having that coming back to you. How can that, you know, not be a wonderful thing? So it's really talking about the power of intention, the power of putting something out there in just a very positive way, like with love and with the power of gratitude, and just with a really open heart space. And I think it's really important that you talked about coming from your heart and having that be something really important. We were sharing in that other conversation too about just some different things that have been happening and stuff. And I remember when Haiti had its earthquake, there wound up being a tsunami that happened that was headed toward Hawaii. And there had been a collective that had gone around with emails that were asking people to go ahead and prayer, you know, in prayer and stuff, and set an intention that would help it. So you want to talk a little bit about that fire situation that you had that I thought was a great story?
Well, we were on a vision quest, and it comprised of close to a week of time up on the mountain at a monastery, and we had a number of people who would go out and I don't know how many people are familiar with a vision quest, but you go out and you find a space that feels energetically correct, and you don't take food, and don't recall, don't believe that they took water. And so it was more about, you know, staying there until you have a vision and a connection that's deeper. And it was interesting because it was towards the end of the vision quest that we started having some of those really large fires that were here in San Diego several years ago. And we were up on the top of the mountain, and the fires were basically surrounding the mountainside. And a lot of people were being advised to leave their homes. And, you know, we were wrapping up, and the moderator of the vision quest had told everybody to hold the space, that, you know, the winds would be calm in our area and that the fire would be kept at bay. And, yeah, it was interesting because I had one part of my brain that was, you know, saying, oh, we really need to be practical and we need to leave. And I let that get the better of me, and I commented, and the facilitator said, just hold the space. And, you know, we were there for another day, and everything was fine. And we were able to keep the winds down. When you, in Native American tradition, when you hear a hawk, you know, if you feel hot and you want the wind to blow, you want to imagine that you are hearing a hawk cry. And I have played with it a number of times, and, you know, the wind wasn't there, and I would make a point to, you know, do the hawk sound in my mind and hear it, and the wind would kick up and it would cool everything down. So that was one of the things that we did not do. You know, we didn't want the winds to be up, and it's really an interesting thing to observe and just to witness firsthand.
Yeah, I think that was really amazing. The just like we're talking about, the power of intention, the power of really moving something into a positive way. Because we were talking too about, you know, meditation, and I've heard several scientific, you know, studies that people have done with meditation. One in particular was they had a group of people that they asked, they were meditators ahead of time, and they gathered people for a month, and they were asking them to meditate for peace in a certain area of a town. And they found that after a month, they went ahead and checked the different data within that city, and they noticed that the crime rate had gone down in the area that they had focused for peace. So there's definitely something going on with just the power of intention, the power of moving something. I did watch a TED Talk about just the different things that they're finding out about meditation, and they're saying that, you know, it truly is shown on a scientific level that if you start meditating and just doing mindful practices, that it will actually reshape your brain. Within about three months' time, they're going to be able to see that there's different shapes that are going on with you. You know, everybody was getting CAT scans ahead of time, and then they had, you know, they were getting them afterwards. And they definitely could see that there were different areas of, like, the amygdala, I think that's how you say it.
Amygdala.
The frontal part of amygdala, thank you. The front of your brain that actually was changing shape. And that was actually a place that you keep long-term memory and capacities of being able to be working with the different data and stuff that you have within your mind. And that was definitely something they said. You'd normally the size of somebody that was about 25 years old, they were looking at people that were 50 and that had been meditators, and that was the same size. Usually there's a tendency for it to decrease, and so, you know, you lose those capacities as you get older. But for these people that were basically, you know, taking those, you know, 15 to half an hour every day to be able just to quiet the mind and be with the mind, that it didn't decrease. So that's something else that just kind of shows, you know, how does that relate back to having us talking about angel appreciation and moving into having, you know, things being able to get the care and just the immediate attention that Nepal is needing. When we send loving thoughts and see that things are getting better in our mind, that will, you know, basically help to move those things forward and having it being something really positive. So what do you think about that, Jamie, about being able to meditate or just having positive thought that would be able to have things changing in the world like that?
Hello?
Go ahead. What did you... Yeah, go ahead, Jamie.
Oh, possible that if enough people actually concentrate on the same kind of emotion or feeling, or they may change, you know. I also wanted to say about speaking your intentions and not to speak out bad intentions or your worst or your fate or your luck. So I know that sometimes if it's put out there in the negative, it's not a good thing. So anyway, that's what I have to say.
I know there's spiritual practice out there that really encourage people to, you know, it's almost like what your mom and dad used to say, like, if you don't have something good to say, don't say anything at all. It's one of those things. But a lot of that also has to, you know, and I think that's really true because there's like a lot of mindsets out there from different people when it comes to, you know, thought and how thoughts change things, that if you do have different kinds of challenges in your life, you know, not having it where you tell everybody, keep it to where there might be maybe two or three people that you might share that with just to help you walk through a situation, especially when you're looking for someone who could be a mentor for you, someone you could have as a sounding board, but not make it to where everybody is looking at what's going on with people. I've seen a couple different instances where people have had cancer and they didn't share it with everybody. And within 3 to 6 months, the cancer was gone because the people that they had told about it and asked them just to basically, you know, keep it in confidence, that they were there to help them to walk through the different things they did on just, you know, they were being proactive in changing diet and doing everything medically that they felt they needed to do. But it didn't wind up being a long-term illness because I think a lot of it is people didn't hold them there. There wasn't conversations continually talking about that you have it and you have it and you're dealing with it and all that. It's like, how are you doing it? You're just getting better and better and having that be on, you know, something that would be, you know, that having a positive change does make good things like that. So, Gloria, have you ever had any situations like that where you've seen the positive thought that really turned into something that had manifested into just, you know, this wonderful healing that goes on?
Well, I can speak only from my experience, and I've had a number of instances where I've worked with people, and I've worked with how they think about things. And I've coached them on coming at it from a different direction. And I've seen, you know, this is the power of their mind, you know, and it's just me explaining my thought processes and then they practice it. And that which I have seen change in me, I've been able to duplicate in others so that they come from that same place. And I've seen how the power of their mind can change their physical being for the better. One in particular was working with a client who had MS, and you know there was a lot of angst and anger at the body because of the circumstances. And so anytime there was an exacerbation, you know, we discussed it, and it was like, well, the energies and the emotions that came up were those that were more negative in nature, and admonishment of the body. And so instead we looked at, like I was saying, you know, developing the ability to sense love in the self and being aware of it, and then creating the ability for this individual to use their mind and magnify the energy that came from that and to send it into the body where the exacerbations were happening, and to help. It was a process whereby they would have the exacerbation or it was like a spasm, and then they would recognize it, and then they would send love. Well, the process started that way, and then it ended with the goal was to be able to identify the symptoms of pre-qualifiers of when an exacerbation was going to happen, all the indicators, to be able to interrupt the pattern and to get in there before the exacerbation actually happened. And once that was accomplished, then the individual was able to start to love their body. And when they sent the love in there, it interrupted the flow and it literally stopped the spasm or the exacerbation that was caused by the misfiring of the neurons, because they were, you know, missing the coating on the outside of the nerves. And it was really a wonderful thing to see, because this person was able to begin functioning again. They could drive their car again. You know, they could walk again without a walker so much. And it was really wonderful to be able to empower someone with just ideas and thoughts and knowledge.
Were they, with that situation, were they being encouraged to do, like we're talking about, with like meditation or just really, because you talk about biofeedback and all the different other kinds of stuff when we had the other conversation too, about just really coming from a place of really almost being a witness to your stuff, being your mind and your thoughts and things that happen, and then having that to where you can, like you said, you're really kind of catching yourself and being able to modify things as you're being loving with yourself, watching yourself, and having that be something that you're, you know, willing to be spacious and open your, and open to yourself so you can have it change.
Well, the thing that's really nice about that process is that I've determined that over time and just seeing the things that have happened, and that the human mind or the human, it's a combination. I mean, we have our brain and we have our mind, and the human mind needs to have proof to believe. And sometimes it doesn't need to have proof to believe, yet when it has a physical, tangible thing in front of it that does prove it, it makes their belief stronger. It's a validation of their belief, and when it becomes a validation, then, and the belief becomes stronger, then the individual knows that it's like knowing that when you wake up in the morning, the sun's going to be there. It's an inner knowing. And the power that comes from that is magnified when you really start to put intention combined with belief.
Well, that's very, very powerful. I mean, really, that's reality. You know, I think that's just really, it's funny when you were saying that, I was thinking, if you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Right? It kind of goes to that whole thing of, you know, whatever we put our focus on. It's like that whole thing with quantum physics, where the scientists were finding that until a human being could actually focus in an area, that the atoms were basically just going all over the place, and they would focus and just basically move when we set an intention for something to be one place and then another place, you know. If you look into that's really just kind of a fascinating, it's a fascinating thing that happens. And they're saying, you know, that happens all. Imagine that all of us are setting those intentions, you know, continually about where we're focusing. That's, it really goes back to what, you know, it all keeps coming back to that whole way of being able to see it with love, see it with just a spaciousness. I love the story of, you know, hold the space of knowing that we're well, hold the space that knowing that there's peace, and, you know, that, you know, this fire that you might, you know, be in surrounding us on any circumstances, we can be in the place of peace and no harm. I think that's just, you know, continually the bringing that back and having that be that. And then even, you know, coming from asking Archangel Gabriel or any of the angels to be coming forward and being able to have it in their presence. I heard someone once say that the angels actually sit at our feet and come in gratitude for us to be, you know, serving here on the earth and making a difference. You know, choosing to come down and be, be, you know, living angels here on the earth and assisting one another through peace and love and just gratitude of all the different things that you have been happening.
Your angels may sit at your feet, but mine stand beside me.
Okay, well, whatever. That's what the person was saying when it comes to levels of...
I've noticed that when they're present, that my ears come... It's like somebody puts a heating pad or something on my ears. They get intensely hot. And there's this energy there that just creates this intense warmth. I mean, it's hot to me. And I don't know if it's wings, I don't know if it's hands, I don't know, but they stand next to me.
Well, that's really cool that you actually have a physical feeling, you know, with something like that, with that kind of thing. What about you, Jamie? Have you ever had it with angels, where you've worked with angels and you've sensed their presence or kind of know them around?
Other than That last flight I took, and it was a hell of a landing. I think they were with us then. What's up, baby?
Well, you know, ask and you shall be receiving.
That,
okay.
Most definitely, I felt I had a guardian angel on each shoulder then, because I was lifting out of my seat.
Well, you know, that's something too with guardian angels. I mean, they're around 24/7, and we kind of forget that they're there, and we can have conversations.
Right.
I speak
to somebody every day. I don't know who it is, but I always try to be, hopefully optimistic, and that the day will be bright and new and fresh. So I don't know who I pray to, but
you know, you set that in the power of intention for that. And so it is, right? And so it is. Go ahead, Gloria.
I would like to share a poem. My great grandmother had purchased this plate when I was newly born and gave it to my mother, and it has my birthday and everything on the back. And it was an amazing, I used to read it all the time as a child, and it was before I really had learned or knew anything really about angels. And the saying, it's almost like a poem, and yet I've made an effort to look for the saying to be able to interpret it, because it doesn't feel like it's a normal sentence structure for me to find a real, like a sentence type structure. And it says, "Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side to light the way, to rule and guide." And I had said that my entire life, and I would be walking to school and I would have visions and I would have protection. I had angels around me all the time, and I just figured that it was a normal circumstance and never really gave it too much thought. And I then learned that you have to ask for assistance, you know, that angels are supposed to be without free will, and that man is supposed to ask them for assistance. So I heard that they cannot, now I don't know how true this is, but I heard that they cannot help you until you ask. And so just doing that little prayer throughout my entire life, I've had guardian angels, not even knowing that I was asked.
Well, and I've heard, too, that that's true. But, you know, the only other circumstance that they come in and assist is really basically when it's life-threatening, like Jamie said. Well, Jamie was asking for him anyway, you know, with that airplane ride and having it where, you know, he's definitely asking for assistance, you know, when you feel like you've got both of them coming down on a plane, huh, Jamie?
Right. I mean, I was, I think everybody was praying on the plane. And then a big applause went up when we landed, so that was good.
Oh, wow. That was quite the plane ride then. I know I was in a plane about go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was, you know, in a plane about a week ago, and the same thing, there was a lot of wind, and the plane was going all back and forth and stuff like that. And I basically just saw, I you know, that's funny that we're talking about it. I saw angels, like, kind of sitting on the wings, and they were kind of helping to settle it so we could go ahead and have a comfortable, you know, a comfortable landing. And I saw the landing before it happened, that kind of thing, where we settled, and everybody was just kind of, ooh, okay, we're down on the ground. That's a good thing. It's always those takeoffs and landings that can really, you know, shake everybody up. So, well, this has been a great show. I really want to appreciate Gloria and Jamie, you know, and not really knowing where we were going to go with this conversation. But that's one thing that's really wonderful about the Transformation Cafe. We get our people together and just kind of see what's happening in the world, and just putting a spiritual perspective on it the best we can. So, Ms. Gloria, thank you for your angel appreciation. I know they appreciate you.
Well, I'm definitely going to be making it a stronger and more regular process.
Yeah, and I think we're going to go ahead and have that that thing available as part of the show. I'll ask Andrew to go ahead and have that on the show as well, and we'll put a couple things on that TED Talk, and just really looking at gratitude and coming from that open space. So we just really want to hold a space of love and grace, and whatever people are needing to have those comforts, basic comforts of life, to them as quickly and as promptly as possible. So we want to thank you again for joining us here at the cafe, and we'll see you next time. Have a wonderful day.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.